spirituality to Christmas presents? What do we think?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I know tomorrow morning many families will gather around their Christmas trees and pass out various wrapped packages painstakingly selected and presented. The lights will be twinkling in the tree, sunlight will be coming through the windows, hopefully. The younger children will have shouts of excitement ringing through the house. Later on in the day, many will gather around the dining room table and enjoy a Christmas dinner that one or a few people have put hours of work into. And we have all of these traditions that we do, traditions that we practice during this Christmas celebration. And despite admonitions about how it is more blessed to give than receive, or to remember the reason for the season, I do believe there's great value in these traditions. And this value, when we are mindful of it, can elevate us spiritually and even help us to grow. But we do need to pay attention to the right things. These values that bind all of our Christmas traditions together is family and love. Those relationships of family and love influence who we are. You ever notice that people that you spend time with, that you consort with, that you are in relationships with, they will influence you. Now, certainly all of that could exist on any old day of the year. So what is so special about December 25th? Or December 24th, as the time may be right now. What does this day or this night above other nights make? Why is it that this night makes such an impact? And that has to do with Christ himself coming among us. Even as a baby, there was something very special about him in that he was both perfectly human and perfectly God. Fully human, fully God, which had this very unique effect on us. Very unique effect on all of our relationships because it makes a bridge where we can have a relationship with God. It has the unique effect of God becoming one of our human relationships. The relationship that profoundly influences us is based on mutual giving and receiving of love, affection, and care. Of course, in any human relationship, the two parties influence each other while at the same time maintaining their individual identities. So there's this balance between both the we and the I. For an example, the other day I was watching a sitcom with my wife, and a scene opened up with a young couple in the first stages of love. The man, realizing he was falling in love with this woman, said, "You know a person is right for you when they force you to be the best version of yourself." But certainly within the sitcom, there was just a sense of how one person and people can influence one another. And just to add a little bit more detail to this narrative, as I was sitting there watching the sitcom, which I actually did not write in my manuscript what that sitcom was. Okay, it was the Mindy Project. Oh, anybody know that one? Yeah, Mindy Kelly. But I would tell you, and be very honest with you, that I would not have watched this if it had not been for my wife. So there we have just another example of one human being and one relationship influencing. The beauty of Christmas is that the relationship with Christ, who's God incarnate, influences us even more so. Our relationship with Christ elevates all of our other human relationships, all of our other virtues, and infuses them with divine love. Just like that line in the Mindy Project, this divine love that comes through the relationship with Christ makes us the best versions of ourselves. We are drawn to that. We are drawn to that relationship with Christ, the one who we can relate to as a human being, but also be elevated because he is God. And we are drawn to him because as human beings, we are drawn to those things that we understand as good. Just to pursue those things that we see as something that is good, even from the divine all the way down to the everyday. And it's another reason why Christmas presents can be so fun. I can remember a time as a boy when I received my very own CD player under the Christmas tree. That was a very exciting day. pursue that goodness. Because that goodness is also fully human, we develop a relationship with it. And this relationship then influences us greatly. Saw a wonderful example of this just today. I was putting some of the finishing touches on and scrolling through Facebook. A little distraction there. And a post came up from a friend of mine's daughter, who my friend had children a lot earlier than I did, and she's an adult now and has children of her own. She has two boys, but actually not much money to speak of. And in this post, there was a picture of many, and I mean many, individually wrapped Christmas presents. The caption read, "I don't know who did this, but someone left so many gifts for my boys at my doorstep this morning, along with a lot of food. The only thing that the tags on these gifts say is 2, there was my boy's name, from Santa." I find it amazing that someone did this incredible act of kindness for 2 little boys. I find it amazing that someone was so tapped into the spirit of Christmas that it elevated their charity or their generosity to the point of just doing something nice for some children that gave them a Christmas that they may not have had otherwise. And that's the thing Christ does when he elevates us, infuses us with divine love. So yes, I wouldn't suggest that our Christmas traditions, that there is a spirituality to them. As a spirituality, and then it goes beyond more than mere sentimentality. Because they are rooted in relationship. They are rooted in family, in love, that goes to the gift exchanges, the Christmas dinners. And on the one level, they are driven by love and family and relationships. And on another, the seed of Christ, by his union of God and humanity, has infused all of these traditions the level of goodness that goes beyond what we could ask for or imagine. There's something about this time of year that just inspires people to do wonderful things, to live more like the kind of life that Christ calls us into. Christ has elevated our human relationships to something that resembles the divine. So on this day, more so than any other day, the elevation of those relationships becomes plainly obvious. We see God in our midst, and our attention on this day orients itself towards what is truly good. We express that goodness with what we do for others. Perhaps this brings the greatest Christmas, perhaps the greatest Christmas gift that arrives each year is God himself.